session number 13518, reel number 6.
Mr. Martin, reel 6.
Yes, so we say we shoot them if we know what happened to them. That would be better than having them fall into the hands of someone who would ill-treat them. And that may very well have happened. I know some of the horses were selected just some weeks before that, and they were taken by the army down to Egypt for the British officers' saddle clubs, and they took them down and used them as polo ponies in general riding. But we had far too many for all to be looked after that way. Well, after a few things like this, we finished up on to the Samaria. And I waited there, and a few of my old friends came in from Jerusalem to catch the ship as well. They were the last ones out. They were leaving Jerusalem, and Oscar Simpson said to me at the time, he said, you know, just as we came out, all hell broke loose in Jerusalem. We drove up St. Paul's Road to come up through Nablus and Jenin to Haifa this way. All hell broke loose as we just came up St. Paul's Road. Both sides started a terrific war. Bullets and mortars and God knows what. I felt then, you know, that we'd really failed. The whole idea of Palestine was to keep peace, and all we'd done was to make more and more war. The whole thing has finished up with about 1 million Arabs displaced, living in refugee camps. And Palestine had become a running sore in the East Mediterranean that had never healed. And this was included in a report as early as 1932, when a district commissioner had sent an intelligence report to the British government, in which he said, if the British government insist on establishing a Jewish home in Palestine, it will create a running sore that will never heal. And it had happened.
What do you think happened to the Arab policeman at that place that you mentioned, where you left the Bren gun with them? Is it Nebiusha?
Nebiusha, yeah. I know what happened, really. There was a terrific battle there, and the Jews lost an awful lot of men in taking that. And it has since become a shrine in Israel. They've established it as a shrine to the lives of all the Jews that were lost in taking it.
Who was it who came to tell you to get out so quickly?
Oh, it was a young lieutenant who'd been sent by, you know, the military authorities.